Simon Tofresh Nunvav. Shatzarek Lachzor, Acher Hidder Mitzvah, Biknias Esrog, Sifalf. Imkana Esrog Sharoi Latis Bobit Simsov. If you purchase an Esrog which has the minimum size to be Yotze with, Kagon Shu Kabeta Mitzvah Samus, it's exactly a Kabeta. The Akach Matzah Gadol Mimenu. Then you find one that's bigger than this. So then, Mutzah Lahosef Achlish, Milagav, Bidme Harishon, Kedel Hachlifo, Biyoser, Na'a. So Mitzah to add on a third of the price in order to switch it with the a nicer Esrog. The Eshmish Omer Samsesh, Emotze Shnei Esrogim, Likos, Ve'achad Hadar Mechaver, if you find two Esrogim to buy, and one of them is nicer than the other, Yigach Ahadar, Imain Miyakar Mosa Yosem Yishlish, Milagav, Bidme Chaver. So you should buy the nicer one as long as it is not more than a third of the price of the other Esrog. Mishnah Berurah explains that this is two opinions in the Rishonim. When the Gemara says, Hidar Mitzvah Ad Shlish, what does that mean? So Rabbi Natam explains that it doesn't mean that you have two Esrogim in front of you, two Sefer Torah in front of you, one is nicer than the other, that you'd have to, because of Hidar Mitzvah, you have to add on a third of the price of one of them to the other. Because then, says Rabbi Natam, you're always going to find a nicer one. I mean, you're always going to be able to buy another one and another one and another one, because there's always going to be a nicer one, and you'll just have to keep on adding on a third, a third, a third. Rather, the Rabbi Natan explains, the Gemara is talking about a case where you have one Esrog, which has the specific shear of the mitzvah, which is a kibetza, and then another one which is bigger than it. So then we say it's a mitzvah to go up a third of the price in order to get the other Esrog, because we're afraid that maybe this first Esrog will get smaller or something like that. So even if you bought the smaller Esrog, it's a mitzvah to switch it with the other Esrog. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. As other Rishonim explained, the Gemara is talking about, like every other mitzvah, where you should always purchase another one, which is going to be less, as long as it's less than a third more, if it is more hadar. So those are the two opinions brought in the Shulchan Aruch. When we say it's a third more, milagav, that means, for example, if a smaller esrog is worth six, so you need to add on two in order to get to eight. It doesn't mean a third, meaning six, and then take a third of that. So then, or it means you take six, and then you take a third of six, which is two, and you add on to that. It doesn't mean another way of getting to third would be, taking the final price. So if the final price was nine, and a third of nine is three, and that gets you down to six. According to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, you would only have to purchase the other one if the seller is willing to allow you to return the first one that you bought. But if he's not going to let you return the first one that you bought, and you're going to be stuck with it, and there's no place else for you to sell it, so then you wouldn't need to be stuck with two Esrogim.